हरे कृष्णा। इन भक्ति अंडरस्टैंडिंग एंड प्रैक्टिसिंग आर नॉट सिक्वेंशियल बट सिम्बायोटिक। इन द व्हेन वी कम टू स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ वी ऑफन कम विथ सम अंडरस्टैंडिंग एंड एक्वायर सम अंडरस्टैंडिंग। सो स्पेशली इफ वी कम through philosophical inquiry, we get answers to some of our questions about life's ultimate purpose. Then as our understanding deepens, we start seeing, oh, life has a very, life's spiritual side is most important. And then we start devoting more time to it. And in that way, we start practicing. Now, for some people, it may well be that they are practicing just because they had the childhood culture of spirituality, of piety, and then they keep practicing it sometimes seriously, sometimes casually. And someday they happen to meet some people who give answers, who explain why they are doing what they are doing. And thus for them, practicing came first, understanding came later. And this is not just in origin that in starting whether understanding comes first or practicing comes first. Actually, even in the practice, in bhakti, both can go together. That is, it is not that all understanding has to be finished before practicing begins. Not at all like that. Actually, understanding is the impetus for many people to practice steadily. Because once we are situated at the level of the intelligence, then we can practice steadily. But after we are situated steadily and we are practicing, it is not that at that time all understanding is exhausted. Krishna is infinite. Krishna's message also has infinite depth to it. And we can relish it so much if we just move onwards steadily in our practice of bhakti. So, what happens is, it's not that understanding ends and then practicing begins. Rather, practicing itself grants deeper understanding. Because Krishna is not just an object to be analyzed with our intellect. He's a person who reveals himself when he is pleased with us. And as it is said that he can be known primarily by devotion. So, bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanyascha asmi tattvatah tato mam tattvato gyatva vishate tadanantaram. So, it is said bhaktya mam abhijanati. By bhakti I will be known. Yavanyascha asmi tattvatah. As he is, he can be understood. Tato mam tattvato gyatva. And after knowing him thus, vishate tadanantaram. One will attain the unlimited spiritual world, unlimited spiritual reality. So the point here is that Krishna says the janati. Janati is knowing, understanding, we could say. But janati comes how? By bhaktya. It is not just by intellectual processing. It is by bhaktya. It is by the practice of bhakti that knowledge will come. So that means instead of understanding coming first and practicing coming later, practicing Krishna says come first and then understanding comes. This is especially for understanding the higher esoteric aspects of spiritual knowledge. Of course, at the initial stages, it is said that evam buddhe param buddhva samsthabhyatmanam atmana jahishatrum mahabaho kamarupam durasadam. In 3.43, Krishna says that evam buddhe, in this way with your intelligence, param buddhva, knowing yourself to be transcendental. Samstabhya atmanam atmana, situate yourself on the spiritual platform. Jahishatrum mahabaho, in this way, conquer your enemy Arjuna. So the point here is, Krishna does say that when we start practicing the process of yoga, when we want to situate ourselves on the spiritual platform, we need to use our intelligence. So rather than partitioning, understanding and practicing, we see them as a symbiotic, And our understanding will energize our practicing, and our practicing will energize our understanding. And if we animate both with the attitude of serving Krishna, then both can contribute to propelling us faster and faster towards Krishna. As the process of bhakti itself will become sweeter and deeper, and will become more and more relishable till we attain destination Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.